Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 19, 2023. Under the power of the Creator's greatness. Question: the greatness of the Creator has immeasurably huge dimension and power. If we imagine it, we can just crush ourselves. How can we come into contact with His greatness in the correct way? Answer: if we are moving toward the Creator together, and He has set us such a condition that we can approach Him only together, then we should not be afraid, nothing will crush us. We will be able to receive His attitude toward us into the Ten Sefirot and understand that He treats us correctly. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 2, 2023. Revealing the glory of His kingship. A moment that connects the past and future. A person should feel how all times, past, present, and future are included in the present moment, which means that I should think what I am aiming for at this moment and how to attach all the reasons to the action that I am about to perform now. I connect the past and the future with the present time, and from this I find the most correct action for my advancement. It all depends on my intention, because now I want to perform an action in which all times, all actions, and opportunities will come together in one effort to connect. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 6, 2023. Writings of Rabash, three times in the work. Desire, light and restriction. To save the created beings from this titanic separation, the first restriction took place, separating phase 4 from the rest of the Patsufim, plural of Patsuf, of Kedusha, holiness, so that that great measure of reception remained in empty space devoid of any light, Baal HaSulam, preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 14. The fact is that when the Creator created desire, He filled it with light, with the help of which He gave the desire the opportunity to develop. Then He made the light disappear from the desire, and it remained empty. This limitation of the desire from feeling the light is called restriction, tsimtsum. The light has reduced itself, withdrawn from the desire it created, and is, as it were, outside of it. Then the Creator makes the light enter the desire in accordance with the action of the desire itself. Ask me, and I will enter you. Ask me and I will fill you. Ask me, and I will come closer to you, I will shine upon you. Then you and I will become partners. This is what the light wants from the created desire. Here, a certain system of interaction and interrelationship arises between them. From this state onward, we can already talk about creation and the Creator, about desire and its fulfillment. This is practically the entire wisdom of Kabbalah, which studies how the creation receives fulfillment from the light and how it regulates the filling with the light inside itself. From Cab TV's preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, July 30, 2023. Same message, different delivery. Comment: when you explain something, the same message always comes from you, but its presentation is different all the time. From the outside it looks like you are changing your mind and contradicting yourself. My response: what can I do? My teaching is designed for serious people, let's say people who study physics, especially those associated with such breakthroughs in science as the collider, where they are looking for the Higgs boson and so on. Their discoveries can take them in one direction when they solve, say, the mystery of gravitation, or they can be taken in a completely different direction. They are in the middle and do not know what to do. This is how we live, because we attain everything in comparison. Matter always consists of two opposite elements, plus and minus, which gradually expand and connect with each other. The more complex matter is, the more contradictory, opposite are the elements it consists of that connect and complement each other. All of it is built on a contradiction. If some people cannot comprehend it, what can I do? They want to live like some kitten and nothing else. This is my mom, my bowl, and a box of sand. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. You contradict a lot. August 27, 2011.